talking about Kenwood? Or Zach?
When I started to say we used to take a piece of wood, we'd burn it 2 here in the middle, and it'd be a chunk at each end, wouldn't be burnt. We'd put it down here, rake the coals up on it, and bash it over that. They'd be far there the next morning. Did not start from a mat, just uncover that, stir it up, put kindling on that. It just goes, soon goes burning.
And makes it easier to start.
Then we'd have small wood put on there first, and bigger on top of it.
Oh, that reminds me. I never did see it, but I've heard people older than me talk about they used to, didn't have any matches a long, long while ago. And they'd try to keep the fire, you know, from going out, try to keep it off all the time. And if it did go out, they'd have to go to the next neighbor's house to borrow some fire.
How do you carry fire?
They'd have something tin or iron or something. Pots.
Too cold to fire in there. They had to go a lot of times a mile or two that people didn't live thick together like they do now.
Can you imagine waking up in the morning and it's no. Cold and no fire? Oh.
I have to go a mile or two to get
it.
There's a fella, he lived about 2.5 miles from talking about the way back yonder. Said his boys didn't get in no wood to start the fire the next morning. He got up and they didn't have no wood in, and it snowed that night, and he had to go out barefoot and chop up his wood and start a fire.
Snowy morning, that's I wanted to know what soot is.
Soot.
Yeah, it's that smoke settles on the chimney up through there.
It's just the
stuff. It gathers.
Yeah.
You know, if the chimney don't draw the smoke out, it's some kind of carbon stuff that that's left after the fire burns. And if it don't draw it out good, you know, it gathers on the...
It'll settle on if it does draw good.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about the different kinds of stuff that they use to put in their house, you know, sit on and tables and things like that. What kind of furniture
What kind of furniture?
Furniture, yeah.
Well, they didn't have
Much furniture.
Back when we was growing up, they didn't have much except just the bare necessities.
Bedstead, table, stove, chair.
What did you keep in clothes?
Wardrobe.
Like a wardrobe? Is that like a chest of drawers?
No, it goes up.
Oh, I see.
And you can put the bars in there, you know, to hang clothes on. Uh-huh. It's just made out of wide planks. Just a great big, wide like that.
Uh-huh.
There on it goes on up tall, you know, some might go up to the ceiling. And you maybe have some shelves in there to pack clothes that you wanted to fold. Uh-huh. And then a rod across to hang dresses.
Why are they building the houses like they are now?
No, the different, the pieces of furniture.
You moved.
You call it closets now. I mean, it's similar.
Same thing.
I mean, it answered the same purpose of closet.
But it was a
it's
piece
built
of furniture
out, it just set out in the house.
Oh, I see. It's not built in like that. Later on, in the windows and stuff, did you have curtains? Not maybe when you were real small, but, as you got older.
I can remember when they just didn't have even glass windows. It's just made out of wood, on a hinge that did open and shut.
Yeah.
And if you had light in the house, you had to leave that open. If it's
cold.
But in all the houses we ever lived in had glass windows.
What kind?
And my grandmother's house had glass windows in it. But